ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning. A beautiful start on this Thursday in downtown Wausau at our Bow Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently fair skies and temperatures up to 65 degrees. The time is 9:07. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Boy, time to take a deep breath. It was a very busy first hour of the program with Pat Kreitlow starting things off, and then Brittany Merlot from Oshkosh and North Star Knows. Lots going on a Thursday morning, and we're not done yet. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we're going to be talking about Wausau's 18th annual Chamber Music Festival, South Beach Up North 2024. Got performances Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 6 p.m., the UU Church Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. Sunday, July 28th, this Sunday at 6, at the Wausau Conservatory of Music, Mendelssohn and Saskatovich string quartets, and I apologize if I hacked up that last name. And then there will be more next week, Thursday, August 1st, Woodson Art Museum, Beethoven and Beach Piano Trios. Next Friday, August the 2nd, St. Matthias Episcopal Church, Minocqua, Beethoven and Beach Piano Trios as well. And Saturday, August 3rd at 4 p.m., Chestnut Center for the Arts of Marshfield, Beethoven and Beach Piano Trio. So getting around South Beach Up North 2024, Wausau's 18th Annual Chamber Music Festival. And we'll be joined at 9:34 this morning by Michael Andrews. And I believe he's going to be bringing in some musicians as well.
Fantastic.
We're going to wait and see exactly what we get here, but should be a very interesting discussion and maybe even a little bit of music as we get later on in the program. So again, glad you could join us here. It is Thursday, July the 25th of 2024. After we're done with the musicians, we will have our daily history lesson, let you know about some famous events that occurred on the 25th of July, this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, and some events that we should acknowledge today. And of course, we always wrap up the day with our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. He will get three choices. He will try to get it right and try to earn himself a winning week. And I've been touting you recently because of the great weeks you've had, with 4 out of 5 a couple of weeks ago, 3 out of 5. Started off this week with a big W on Monday, but you are now on a 2-game losing streak.
Yes, I am.
And by the way, that is Ian Welsh, the voice you hear. He is our in-studio engineer and
morning,
our
everybody.
Producer. Yep, we're so busy on Thursday mornings where we go right into the patch and then into Brittany and then into North Star Knows that don't have a proper opportunity to...
There's a lot of stuff happening on Thursdays.
Yeah, to say good morning, and we're very happy to have him back on the other side of the glass. But hey, I expect you to stop this losing streak today.
Me too.
A little pressure here, but
absolutely, I need to get back on the winning track.
And the thing about it is, though, you're 1 for 3 this week, which is exactly kind of where you should be, because every day we give you three choices, and I always talk about this, based on the math, based on the analytics, you should get 1 out of 3 right, and you've got 1 out of 3. So again, you're not really behind the curve at all, but it does mean that the next 2 days are big. You'd love,
yes,
to get it done today, because you want to get it done today so you don't have to worry about it tomorrow. You want to get that second win of the week today in order to secure at least above 33% week.
Absolutely.
But if you don't get it today, that means it will all be on the line tomorrow. And also, because even if you get today right, we want to have you get more right than wrong for a week. And I know we call a winning week above 33%, but a true winning week is above 50%.
Absolutely.
So you have to get both the today and tomorrow in order to get to 3 out of 5. And, of course, your record remains 4 out of 5, which was 2 weeks ago, which is really pretty amazing. I mean, it's not easy because this, as we've talked about yesterday, this is not a situation where these are easy numbers. Normally, they truly are. They could be any of the three that we give. And so it is not easy. So if you get above 1 out of 3 right, you truly are ahead of the curve.
Any chance you could tell me what the subject is for today's
number? Let me pull that up.
Just while I get the old brain working.
Let me see what we have here. And while I do that, by the way, I know you're continuing your rehearsal process. You're getting your Shakespeare down. How would last night go?
Yep. As of today, we are 3 weeks away from opening night. And last night's rehearsal, I gotta say, it was very productive. I feel like I'm getting a better feel for my character. I'm actually understanding my lines better. Plus, I'm having a lot more fun saying them as well. Because once you get into the habit of, you know, of practicing these lines and using your, using a Shakespearean tone and a little bit of an accent on it, the lines actually turn out to be a lot of fun to say. I think the only downside about it is that after the show is over, I'll probably be speaking like that for a couple of days after, because you probably get used to talking like that. It's going to take a few days to kind of, you know, get back to your natural speaking voice. But for the next few weeks, I'm going to enjoy, you know, using my Shakespearean tone and dialect.
Very, very good.
But it's definitely coming along a lot better. I mean, everybody is having a lot of fun with their characters. We're picking up the pace. We're not quite there yet, but we're closely getting off a book as much as we can.
No, no, you're always.
I tried to be off book a little bit last night.
Well, it's good to be ahead of the curve.
It was getting better.
Yeah, yeah. Back when I was doing some acting, I always felt like I was useless until I was off book. I mean, if your eyes are on the book all the time, you're not thinking about your movements. You're not thinking about maybe proper, you know, diction or proper emphasis on certain parts of your dialogue. I mean, you're just able to really develop your character much, much better once you're off book. So that's
plus
good.
You have more a use of your hands if you don't have a book in your hand.
Supposedly, I'm going to say for the number for the day, the one that was sent today, and I always receive a number for the day.
Okay.
I believe this is something we've actually done before, so I'm not going to do it because I'm a.
I want to do something different.
The number for the day, according to what I was sent, says the different products in a typical Walmart. I believe we did this before. I'm almost certain we did this before.
Yeah, I think we had a Walmart question.
Yeah, something like that. So we're not doing another Walmart question. So I have actually found another number for the day.
Okay.
It involves a person's age. A person's age. And it's actually a very high person's age. So I'll give you that much. So it's going to be involving an age. Well, that's all I can give you at this point.
That gives me something to think about.
Yep, it'll give you something to really think about as we continue. And again, make sure you stick around for the end of the program, the very end of the program, to be able to see whether Ian can get his second right out of 4 this week. So that will be coming up roughly about 9:55 this morning.
There certainly is a lot of products in Walmart, though.
Yes, there are. In fact,
place a number to it.
Let's have like a little bonus right here. How about I give you a little bonus for folks out there? Maybe now they're saying,
"Sure, why not?"
Okay, the one that was sent to me was different products in a typical Walmart. This includes groceries, household items, clothing, electronics, and more. If you were to guess without me even giving you any numbers, I'm gonna throw this out there, and then I'll give you multiple choice after this. But if you were just to guess, how many different products in a tip? And again, I know we did this one. I remember this one, in fact. And I don't know why they're sending a repeat at this point. I mean, come on, this is not right. But again,
But, I'll be right back. Somebody's at the door. I'll be right back.
Okay. You can think about it as you walk to the door. But, again, different products in a typical Walmart, including groceries, household items, clothing, electronics, and more. And, again, Walmart's pretty big. And these are, you know, different products. It doesn't take much, you know, to fill a space for one product. So you go all over the store, be able to check out things out. So again, we did this number for the day earlier, and Ian, what do you think? How many do you think there are?
Well, I know it's probably a big number, but I know I'm probably going to be wrong about this, but I'm going to say there's probably over 2,000.
Just as a starting many, guess. Many, many more than that.
Yeah.
And again, when you think about a typical, it's usually a pretty big store, and these are different items. I mean, everything throughout the whole store. Mm. All right, I'm going to give you a multiple choice chance. And this, again, this is not the number for the day because we did this before. You
gives
know,
me a chance to warm up my brain.
Warm
muscles,
it up
though.
So for later when it really counts. All right, is the correct number 80,000? 120,000, 160,000.
Well, I'm gonna say 160,000 because that's a lot of price in a single Walmart. I'm gonna go with the biggest number. I'm going with 160,000. That's my.
I will say that I am glad that this was not our number for the day because you did not get it right. In fact, it's probably better that you didn't get it right because if you got it right, then you'd be thinking, "Oh, we should have done this one. It would have been right, and you would have been above the mark for a winning week." But the correct answer is 120,000.
Oh, it was the middle number.
It was right in the middle. So,
okay.
120,000, and that was our bonus number for the day. We don't usually do that, but since I made an audible, and it's going to involve age coming up at the end
of the
show.
The thinking. I guess my thinking muscles going now.
There you go. There you go. It's a beautiful start here. Hopefully your day's off to a wonderful start out there. Some sunshine, temperature already into the mid-60s. We're going to come back in just over a minute. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21, again, 65 degrees. Some sunshine here in downtown Wausau. Again, enjoy the weather. Enjoy the comfortable weather because it's going to start to get hot and humid, as we heard from Brittany Merlot, as we get towards the weekend. We'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue. But also wanted to talk a little sports because those Milwaukee Brewers stay red hot. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Good road trip for the Brewers coming out of the All-Star break. They started with a couple of wins against Minnesota over the weekend, a couple of tight games. They lost the opener at Wrigley against the Cubs on Monday, but then came back with a couple of very tight, very low-scoring wins, and I think that's what the Brewers are going to have to do going down the stretch, continue to win those tight, low-scoring games. But yesterday, the Brewers were able to pull out a 3-2 win at Wrigley Field, taking the series over the Cubs 2-1. William Contreras had a ninth inning RBI double to lead the Brewers. Jackson Churio and Blake Perkins each went 2-for-4 as well. But again, the Brewers just continue to be able to win these tight games, these low-scoring games. The Brewers now have a 6-game lead in the National League Central Division. The Cardinals are in second. They lost yesterday to the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 5-0. So the Brewers 59-43 in the National League. The Brewers only have worse records than two teams. The first place team in the West, the Dodgers, who are 61-42, so the Brewers only a game and a half behind LA. And the team that has the best record in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies, they are 64-38. But the Brewers in very good shape. Looking at the Central, St. Louis 53-49, 6 games back. Pittsburgh is 52-50. They're 7 games back. The Reds are 49-53. They're 10 games back. And the Cubs are really, really struggling. And you hate to see that, right? The Cubs are 49-55, continue to be in the cellar of the National League Central. They are 11 games out of first place, and the Brewers are off today. They will take on the Miami Marlins tomorrow night. In fact, I'm going to go down there and see the crew for the first time this season. Going to go down to Milwaukee and see the Brewers because of Pat Kreitlow. He's having a little get-together down there for Yacht Rock Night. So we're going to have a Yacht Rock Night tomorrow at American Family Field, and we'll have a full report on our trip, seeing Pat and some other folks from Civic Media tomorrow, and we'll talk about that coming up on Monday's program. Some bad news, however, for the Brewers. They have placed Christian Yelich on the injured list. Yelich has been placed on the 10-game IL after experiencing back tightness during Tuesday's win over the Cubs. In his place, catcher Gary Sanchez has been reinstated from the injured list after missing the last month due to a calf strain. And hopefully it is short-term, but there's some reporting going on that perhaps Yelich could be out for a significant amount of time, maybe even for the rest of the season. And, boy, he's had back issues over the last couple of years. But this year he came back and had a terrific first half of the season. He was a starter in the All-Star game. But Yelich told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel when asked about the specifics of his upcoming recovery plan, he said, quote, "I don't really want to get into the specifics of it, but yeah, not great." Yelich is scheduled to see a back specialist today who may recommend season-ending back surgery. He says, go from there as far as what's going to be best for the near future and into the future. So a couple of different discussions I think need to be had and kind of try and see where we're going from that. Again, he has had a terrific season, hitting .215, 11 home runs, 42 runs batted in, 44 runs scored, and he's been very much an Iron Man. He had a long stretch, did not miss a start for over 2 months, up until the weekend before the All-Star break, and then coming out of the break, this back issue has flared up. So hopefully, when he sees that specialist today, Christian Yelich will get some good news. American Legion Baseball and the American Legion Class AAA Baseball Regional Tournament is going on. If you're looking for some excitement, head on over to Mark Simon Field at DC Everest High School. Things got underway yesterday as Wausau, post number 10, they earned a bit of an upset win over Stevens Point. Stevens Point was the Valley Legion Team of the Year, the Legion champions in their conference, but Wausau, with Lucas Hager on the mound, was able to defeat Stevens Point by a score of 6-3. Also yesterday, Plover edged DC Everest 3-1, and Marshfield defeated Wisconsin Rapids 9-1. It is not single elimination, so these teams are not out, but the tournament continues today at 1 p.m. Stevens Point takes on DC Everest, 4 p.m. Plover against Wisconsin Rapids, and at 7 p.m., Marshfield meets Wausau. So again, if you're looking for some high schools, well, Legion Ball actually has some kids who are still in high school and actually some kids who have already graduated high school. So it's sort of a mixture. So some of the young folks you can see again, playoff action over at Mark Simon Field at DC Everest High School. And again, I'm getting excited. We're down to just over 4 weeks until we start our coverage of high school sports. And something I want to mention, we cannot cover high school sports at the level that we do without the support of our sponsors. And right now we are looking for folks to support our broadcast of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School Sports for the 2024-2025 school year. And if you're somebody that appreciates that we are the only Wausau radio station that still provides play-by-play for high school sports well over into the triple digits every year when it comes to our coverage of high school sports, we do it and we try to do it at the highest level and try to give you the best broadcast possible, but we can't do it without the support of our sponsors. And if you're somebody that is either interested in learning more, because we have different packages, if you want to just sponsor one of the teams or one of the sports or just different options, but every sponsor helps, because without our sponsors, we cannot continue to do it. And we've been having some issues from time to time in terms of getting that level of sponsorship to continue to provide the play-by-play at the level that we do. But if you would be someone that's interested in learning more, or know a business that would be interested in learning more, you can reach out to me by sending an email. You can also check out our social media. Send me messages there as well, because we would love to give you more information on how to become a supporter of our high school sports broadcasts here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up, it's an information update. We're going to find out what's happening in the news, weather, and sports. And then we're going to come back and talk about a really special couple of weekends coming up. Wausau's 18th Annual Chamber Music Festival, South Beach Up North 2024. Shows coming up Saturday and Sunday this weekend here in the Wausau area. And also then shows coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week as well with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. We'll talk to Michael Andrews coming up as we continue on this Thursday morning. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and then see a video stream of our broadcast. In fact, you'll be able to see me, and you'll also see my guest as Michael Andrews from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. And Michael, first of all, thank you for coming in, because I know we got a couple of very busy weekends coming
up. I know,
up.
It's really busy this week and next.
Absolutely. Before we talk about I'm going to move this microphone because I'm looking at our video stream and it's almost like we can't see you. And we want everybody to see you. But basically, let's talk about the organization, because one of the things we were talking about before we came on the air, the idea of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Whenever you think South Beach, you think Miami.
Right. Well, I grew up in Wausau. I was actually in the last class of Wausau Senior High many years ago, and I love Wausau. And I moved to Miami Beach because there's no snow there. And I founded the South Beach Chamber Ensemble 26 years ago. We play in other parts of South Florida. We have traveled to Brazil and Argentina twice, and last year we were in Mexico City playing concerts, and we do South Beach Up North. This is our 18th annual year of doing that in Wausau, and we just love coming back to Wausau in the summer.
Let's add the folks that are involved in this. Are these people that you work with down in Florida that you bring up here, or are there people around here that are part of this?
It's a mix of people. We have our violinist, Sheena Gutierrez, plays with us in Miami, and she's been coming up here many summers now. And our violist, Angela Kratchmer, is actually a native of Iowa, and she comes up in the summer to do opera in Minnesota, and then she comes over to Wausau to do our program this week, and then she'll go back to Miami. So they're very fine musicians. Mm-hmm. Angela plays in the Florida Grand Opera. She actually just got off the tour with Bad Bunny. And then we have Rochelle Pearson, who is a teacher at the Wausau Conservatory. And she's originally from Seattle, but has moved to Wausau. And she's playing. So we got Sheena and Angela and Rochelle. And it's great playing with women.
Let me ask you again, we'll talk specifically about the events coming up this weekend and even, you know, maybe touch on that, the following weekend as well. But as you said, you're from this area. You went to school here. You went down and it looks like you had have a wonderful group that performs throughout South Florida. What was the impetus to say, hey, I want to bring this up north, to bring it to Wausau, when you first started this? And again, how long ago was this, and how did this occur? Because it seems like, boy, that would be a pretty heavy lift to have a group based in South Florida and say, hey, we're going to have something that's done in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, it was many years, I think 2005, and my parents were aging, and I wanted to come up to see them in the summer, and I thought, well, what else could I do when I was here? It would be, I play the cello, play some concerts. And my sister happened to be downtown, and she said, you know, there's a community foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You should check that out. And I went to their office, and I applied for a grant. And that first year, I actually flew up for the grant panel meeting. And I'll remember Rudy Schutte said to me, she was on the panel at the time, she said, oh, it would be so great to have chamber music here. And she's been a longtime supporter, and the Community Foundation supports us every year, and we're really happy with their support.
Let's talk about chamber music, because we were also talking before we came on, and again, it's such a wonderful form of music. For folks who may not, and I'm sure there are folks out there who are not familiar with chamber music, could you talk about what it is and what also why you love it and why others love
it? Sure. Well, chamber music is basically a small group of people with no conductor. So what we do is a string quartet one week, and then we do a piano trio the next week. And there's music from Haydn. Actually, Haydn invented the string quartet and maybe even the symphony. So we do all kinds of music from the Baroque period, the classical period, the Romantic period. For this program, we're doing Mendelssohn and Shostakovich string quartets. And the thing about chamber music, it is so intimate that people can be up close and see people, these expressions of the musicians, because we not only play, but we have to listen and we have visual cues, and it's very intimate. And, you know, what we say is, our music inspires and energizes all people, creating peace, harmony, joy, and unprecedented satisfaction being alive. So that's why we do this. And I think people that have never heard a concert, I mean, even in Miami, we have our survey, have you been to a chamber music concert before? And a substantial amount, 10-15% say no, but they love it. So if you're curious about music, come to our concerts. They're free. The great thing about our concerts is you can close your eyes and relax and be taken like in a great movie somewhere else.
Again, we're talking to Michael Andrews from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, South Beach Up North 2024. We will give you the details here in just a moment about where you can see these concerts in the next two weekends. Before we actually get to those specifics, one more kind of general question. String quartets. What are the different, I'm asking this as maybe a bit of a layperson, what are the instruments that are part of it?
Well, a string quartet is two violins, a viola, and a cello. So you have the high and the low, sort of like a choir, where you have soprano, alto, bass, tenors. So the string quartet, there's two violins, so sometimes the two violins can play in unison the same part, or sometimes they can do a dialogue, and then the viola is sort of an inner voice, and the viola is such a rich sound, and our Angela is an amazing viola player, and she has a great viola. So that sound is so rich and luscious. And then the cello is the bass. So that's a string quartet. The piano trio is a violin, a cello, and a piano. And the great thing about the concert on Saturday is we're playing with a group of high school kids. coached by Rochelle Pearson. And they're kids from DC Everest and Wausau West.
Very cool. So this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, can be the string quartets. And we're going to have you back next week talking about next week. We have productions on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday featuring the piano trios. Let's talk specifically about let's talk about this weekend shows, because obviously we'll have a chance to talk more next week when you come in on Wednesday. But Saturday and Sunday, first of all, let's get the schedule out there for folks
so
to know.
Saturday is we have a series called Mozart on the Move. We love starting with Mozart. He's the quintessential boy genius. And right. So this year we are playing, we're working with high school kids, the high school quartet, and we're opening with Mozart. We're doing Tchaikovsky from The Sleeping Beauty. We're actually doing one of our favorite pieces, Annie Lennox, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Mm. We always do Puccini, Nessun Dorma. This year we're doing a new piece by Etta James called At Last. I'm sure many people know At Last. Come hear it as a string quartet. It's really interesting. And then with the kids, we're going to be doing Adele, Rolling in the Deep. Mm-hmm. We're doing some Bartok Hungarian dances, and we're finishing up with the Britten Simple Symphony. So it's going to be a great program on Saturday at 6 o'clock at the UU Church.
And then another show coming up on Sunday.
And then Sunday, we're doing at the Wausau Conservatory at 6 o'clock, we're doing the Mendelssohn and Shostakovich string quartets. And Shostakovich, I don't know, some people know his background. He grew up in communist in Soviet Russia. And he was, as all geniuses are, he was denigrated and targeted. And he had to write music that Stalin liked. So the piece we're doing, it's a very it's very intense, but it's a beautiful expression of what he was going through at the time, and it's dedicated to the victims of fascism and war. The Mendelssohn, on the other hand, it's completely different and charming. Mendelssohn wrote it when he was 18 years old. He was in love, and he wrote a song called "Ist es wahr," which means "Is it you?" And it just portrays the tumultuous interaction with him and his girlfriend, and you know, the ups and downs and the beauty. So it's a really varied program on Sunday.
And the thing about it is both Saturday and Sunday, completely different shows. So
completely, yes.
Be able to see both of them Saturday again at the UU Church. Where do you have an address on that for folks?
It's 405 Grant Street.
Very good. And that's at 6 o'clock. And then Wausau Conservatory Music. I think folks see the conservatory driving by the courthouse all the time. So that's at 6 p.m. as well. And before we go any further, I know that I was talking earlier about the need for people to support what we do. You have some wonderful supporters I know that you wanted to mention as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to mention our advisory board. They are, you know, without them, we couldn't do this. So Sonia Ackerman, James Force, Douglas Hostler, Jane Yonke Johnson, Mary Beth Moberg, Christine Peterson, and Dixie Woolite.
I got to jump in real fast. You mentioned Doug Hostler. What a guy. I went to school at UW-Marathon County in the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, that long ago, he was our faculty advisor for our independent theater group.
Oh, wow.
Just a guy that was beloved on that campus. Yes. And I haven't seen him in many a year. It's wonderful to hear that name and to know that he's still involved in the arts, because he was such a vital, important person for many people that are still working in the arts. I know friends of mine who are theater professors and working as writers. Yeah. I mean, again, I just had to jump in and say that it's wonderful to hear that man's name.
Yeah. Well, and also I was friends with his wife, Bellamy.
Yes.
Bellamy and Doug, when they moved to Wausau in the 70s. I've been friends with him ever since. And then Bellamy, my idea, was to have her play, you know, when we started South Beach Up North. And she's the one that founded the Wausau Conservatory.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she passed away. But we feel that playing these concerts are in honor of her memory.
Fantastic. And I know that as well, some other supporters you wanted to mention.
I mentioned that, you know, the Community Foundation is a steadfast partner And they also provide funds from the Wisconsin Arts Board, the BA and Esther Greenhack Foundation. We have funding from the Dudley Foundation and Vision Eye Care in Marshfield, the Sally and the Greg and Sally Reinflesch Performing Arts Fund, and the Mayor. There's so many here. Marshfield Area Community Foundation, the Cole Music Fund, UMR, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Woodson Museum.
Fantastic. And again, two great weekends, and it's great that we're going to have you come back, talk more about the piano trio aspect of your performances next week. But for folks out there, and I think you should underline as well, the opportunity to see really wonderful musicians and wonderful music, and you're not even charging. I just think it is wonderful to expose people to incredible music, incredible talent. And again, Saturday, 6 p.m., UU Church, Mozart on the Move, featuring, again, these students. How has it been working with these students? I imagine that's one of the fun parts.
Yeah, we've been doing that every year. We love working with the students. In the past, I've worked with the string camp at the Wausau Conservatory, and the students here, you know, I grew up here. I learned the cello here. Wausau has a huge, strong music program. You know, Ann Johnson in Everest, Kristen Strong, really great teaching, and the Wausau Conservatory. So these kids are wonderful to work with. And in fact, I have to go soon. We have our rehearsal with them down in Schofield.
You got your cello right here in the studio.
I do. I'm ready to go.
I wanted you to play a little bit, but I know that you got to get over there. And again, Sunday as well at the conservatory at 6 p.m. So folks, take advantage both Saturday and Sunday at 6 o'clock for some incredible music, incredible performers and performances. And we will look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, Michael Andrews, South Beach Chamber Ensemble, and we'll have him back next Wednesday, but take advantage of the Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. Coming up, we'll have our final segment of the program. We'll have our daily history lesson. We'll give Ian his number for the day quiz and wrap things up. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Ian, real quickly, where is your Shakespeare show? Where's it being performed next month?
It's at a park in Wausau.
Stewart Park. So, because we were talking about it here with Michael Andrews, talking about the vibrant arts community we have here in central Wisconsin, and you being part of River and Woods Theater's Shakespeare shows coming up next week. So,
yes, I am.
Again, Michael Andrews with his cello on his back leaving our studio, and we'll again have him back to talk more next Wednesday. And really, again, great to have these wonderful shows. And again, Saturday and Sunday, check it out. 6 p.m. the UU Church on Saturday, Mozart on the Move featuring the Student String Quartet, and then Sunday at 6 at the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the string quartets as well. So really good stuff indeed. Today, Thursday, the 25th day of July of 2024. It is day number 207 of this year. So that means there is 159 days remaining. Whew. Yep, down to 159. I think that's right. 207.
Yes, yesterday was 160 days. Well, so that's right.
Yep, I always try to make sure that we are as close as possible here, but the 25th day, yep, day 207, 159 left, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Time for this day in history. Going back to 1984, Salyut 7 cosmonaut Svetlana Savitskaya became the first woman to perform a spacewalk. On this date in 1980, the Australian hard rock band AC/DC released their most famous and most successful album, Back in Black. On this date in the year 2000, a New York-bound Air France Concorde crashed outside Paris shortly after takeoff, killing all 109 people on board and 4 people on the ground. On this date in 2000, that very same day, Texas Governor George W. Bush, the Republican nominee for president, selected former Congressman, former Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney to be his running mate on the Republican presidential ticket. On this date in 2016, Verizon announced the $4.83 billion purchase of Yahoo. It is now 90% owned by investment firm Apollo Global Management. On this date in 2019, asteroid 2019 OK passed by almost undetected at just 45,000 miles away from Earth, which is closer than the moon. So that asteroid came rather close to Earth.
Yes.
On this date in 2021, the USA men's basketball team saw its 25-game Olympic win streak end, beaten 83-76 by France in a first-round match in Tokyo. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Supermodel Iman, also the widow of David Bowie, turning 69. Actor Ileana Douglas from the Larry Sanders Show and Welcome to Sweden, many other movies as well. Ileana Douglas is 59. Matt LeBlanc from Friends, playing Joey Tribbiani. Also had a short-lived spinoff titled Joey that was not nearly as successful. But Matt LeBlanc is 57 years old today.
Great a guy.
Yes.
And a really awesome character.
And when you say great guy, and that's really true, because I've read some stories that he is a fun guy, a really good guy. So it's good that the famous people, they do have a good reputation. Not all of them have great reputations, but Matt LeBlanc does.
He had a lot of famous quotes on Friends, too. Joey doesn't share food.
Exactly.
It's one of my favorites.
Mason Cook of TV Speechless is 24 years old today. And Meg Donnelly of Zombies and American Housewife is also 24. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is 5 months till Christmas. 5 months from today, it is Christmas.
I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on Halloween first.
It is Health and Happiness with Hypnosis Day. It is Carousel Day. It is Hire a Veteran Day. It is Hot Fudge Sunday Day. It is Wine and Cheese Day. It is Thread the Needle Day. It is Refreshments Day. This one I love, and I wish we had an A&W here because I love their chili dogs. It is Chili Dog Day.
I wish we still have one.
I do, too. Ooh. I miss when I went to Vegas for my vacation. There was, at the casino where I was playing in the World Series of Poker, there was a Nathan's Famous hot dog stand.
Whoa.
And I had their chili dogs more than once.
How was it?
It was very good. Nice. I really enjoyed their chili dogs. And finally, it should be tomorrow, but it's intern day. And unfortunately, our intern is not here today. Our intern comes in on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Aiden.
Yep.
Aiden is our intern, and he'll be back with us tomorrow. But today it's intern day. All right. It is time. It is time for our number for the day quiz. And again, I went off the grid for this one because they sent us one we already did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something that was unique. So I found something very quickly. But, okay, our number for the day. The oldest American is celebrating their birthday today.
Okay.
So the oldest American is Elizabeth Francis of Houston, Texas. And your number for the day is how old is the oldest American who turning X number today?
Okay.
Elizabeth Francis. Okay. Is the correct answer 105? That's A. B, 110. C, 115. So Elizabeth Francis of Houston, Texas, turns what age today, the oldest American?
Wow.
105, 110, or 115?
Okay, I'm just going to take a shot here. I'm going to say she turned 115. I'd say I'm going with the C. That's my final answer.
All right.
115.
So happy birthday to Elizabeth Francis of Houston, Texas, who turned 115 years old today.
Nice.
She was born July 25th of 1909. That means you clinch a winning week.
Yes.
2 out of 4.
Yes, I do.
But we want 3 out of 5 tomorrow.
Make it 60%.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that would mean 60% or better 3 weeks in a row.
Yes.
So that would be big tomorrow. All right. Well, Ian, enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
And everybody, be back with us tomorrow morning, Friday. Paul Mickley will join us in the second hour. Stick around next. It's Matt and Air on Air here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.